from KQED.
Add fat fig, dad, mom, ATM. Wow, yep, sex sucks.
That beautiful poem Jessica just recited to you was not simply a string of random words. Add fat fig dad, mom, ATM, wow, yep, sex sucks. That's S-U-X. All those are airport codes, which is what we're talking about today. You're listening to Bay Curious. I'm Olivia Allen Price. And this week's question comes from Ruth Suter.
I live in Brisbane, California, and I'm currently at Washington Dulles Airport, where I just landed on a flight from San Francisco.
Ruth flies in and out of the Bay Area a lot, which is why she has this question.
Why is the San Francisco airport called SFO?
Reporter Jessica Placzek.
I think we all know where the SF comes from, but why the O? I called John Hill at the SFO Museum to find out.
Who put the O in SFO? It's an interesting story, and it came from the three-letter code distinctions that were established by the International Air Transport Association,
also called IATA.
That group was formed in 1945.
Before that, most airports were identified with two letters, copied from the National Weather Service. Most of it made sense. Los Angeles was LA, Portland, PD.
But as aviation quickly advanced and more airports were established, two-letter code sort of ran out of steam.
They needed more options, so IATA required airports to have three letters instead of two. Some airports just added an X to the end, like Portland,
P-D-X,
or Los Angeles,
L-A-X.
The only real requirement was that no two codes were the same, so as long as everybody had a distinct three-letter code, the system would work.
There was no universal naming convention, which is how we got the mishmash of codes today. Some codes are based on the first three letters of a city's name, like
O-A-K
for Oakland. Others are based off the namesake of the airport, like
J-F-K
for New York's John F. Kennedy Airport. Then there are the codes inspired by places that are no longer there, like Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
O-R-D.
That comes from Orchard Place, a small town that was once nearby. And
E-W-R.
In Newark, it's like that because in the U.S., codes starting with
N
are just for the Navy. But what about Ruth's airport? S-F-O. Here's John Hill again.
So with S-F, they simply took an O, which we can assume was convenient to the fact that San Francisco has an O at the end of it.
So I saw that some people thought it might have to do with Oakland.
You know, Oakland's airport started virtually the same time that San Francisco's did, so it would have been confusing to put those together. And I think Oakland's had its own three-letter code, you know, from the same time frame as SFO.
So there you have it. The O is for San Francisco.
I'm Jessica Placzek.
Thanks to Jessica for reporting that story, and Ruth, our question asker. She called us from Dulles International Airport, also known as IAD. That name? Well, the airport once used its acronym, DIA, but it was often confused with another Washington airport, so they scrambled the letters around to make IAD. You've been listening to Bay Curious, a production of KQED in San Francisco. We'll be off next week for the 4th of July, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. See you then.